ball that was signed by Babe Ruth. And you brought it out here and actually played with it? And actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Life!
King of Crap!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Our producer is Eric Ostrowski. And this week, unfortunately, Vince Clementi can't make it to the show, but still his company, ERC Delivery, will deliver the prize to your door. If you call in, email, tweet me an item that we use on the show, you get in the drawing. The winner will announce at the end of the show, and this week we're giving away two boxes of cards. Last week's winner didn't contact Vince, so we're doing the 2015 Topps Heritage Baseball Box and adding an Upper Deck Series 2 Hockey Box. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, and you'll get in the drawing. Since Vince isn't here to pick the tickets, I've got the names up on random.org, and we'll randomize the winner, and the winner will have to email Vince at ERC Delivery before Friday of this week to get the package delivered. Now, Bill Huggins, you've got the bidding starting tomorrow for your April auction, correct?
Yeah, everything opens up at 12 o'clock East Coast time. I guess that's 11 your time.
You guys have some big-time stuff going here. You've got that John Clarkson SGC 20 card. I did a little reading on that card. That, I mean, there really aren't hardly any of those cards even around. It's amazing. And Forbes magazine a few years ago did a list of some of the most expensive sports cards, and that's one of the cards on the list. You've got a $10,000 minimum bid on that card, huh?
Yeah, that's actually just a starting point from the feedback I've been getting from lots of veteran collectors and stuff like that. It should go up significantly from there.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had been contacted by people in advance where they're starting to, like, sniff it out and see.
Well, the guys are throwing around numbers 50 to 100.
Wow.
You know, I don't know where we'll see where it ends on April 9th, but
that'll be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. Then you have another thing that ties in with, I thought this would have been a good one if Notre Dame had pulled out the win against Kentucky last night, but we'll talk about it anyway. You've got Newt Rockne signed display with two signed 1930 letters on Notre Dame stationery with a $500 minimum bid. What a game last night, Kentucky and Notre Dame. Notre Dame almost got them.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you. Kentucky seems to find a way to win every night.
Well, they're so big. I mean, it's incredible. They're just a huge team, and they seem to kind of beat on you. And then the other game was really good last night, where Wisconsin beat Arizona. And I was looking up, Sam Decker had like 27 points last night. I always check guys out on NBADraft.net to see how they rank them as far as where they'll be drafted. Cause then it gives me an idea when the cards come out, the autographed cards, you know, it just all ties in together. And they have, before yesterday's game anyway, they had, Decker ranked to go 22nd in the first round and compared him to Kyle Singler as far as somebody he plays like. Last night he played like Larry Bird. I mean, yeah. He really did, because it sounded like he was doing a lot of chirping on the court and just draining those threes where he looked so confident on those shots. I mean, he wasn't missing. And then he could take the ball, put it on the floor, and he's 6'9", if these measurements are correct, 6'9", 230. He could be a good forward in the NBA, I would think, especially if with that, he's got the right attitude, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're going to see a lot of guys probably getting drafted from those teams.
Yeah, looking at it, on guys that are on teams that are still remaining, they showed Okafor, number one, Karl-Anthony Towns from Kentucky, number two, Justice Winslow from Duke, actually, number five. It'll be interesting. I want to see this Duke-Gonzaga game. That should be a good game also. And Trey Lyles from Kentucky's number eight. Willie Cauley-Stein from Kentucky, number 10. They always seem to load up on those first-round draft picks. It makes it a little easier. Jerry and
I wonder if some of these guys at Kentucky are going to come back.
You know, sometimes if they don't look like they're going to be a high first round pick, a lot of times they will. You know, some of their guards aren't ranked all that highly for the most part. So I mean, yeah, it's possible. You know, they usually.
I think that team is more of a. It's a team rather than one or two superstars, and you split them up, and now all four or five and six of these guys go to different places. I don't know that they're the same players.
No, absolutely. You're right. And he is a good college coach, without a doubt. I don't think he'd be necessarily that good as in the pros if he tried it again. But he's a good college coach, without a doubt. Now, in addition to calling at 312-332-3776. You can tweet me an item at T Crown Tom. That's my Twitter ID. If we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away a Topps Heritage baseball box plus an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box. Or during the week, you can send me an email. And if I use it on the show, actually, if you attach a picture, we had one this week like that, where if you email me and attach a picture, if I use it on the show, then you'll get in the drawing also. But there were a couple things here. Here's one from Kurt. This is actually an interesting story, not really a valuable item, but where he found this item and the story behind it, he's walking along an older residential neighborhood near Cape Town City Center in South Africa in February of 2003, looks down on the sidewalk and saw a perfectly intact New York Mets 25th anniversary season ticket for game 46, July 10th, 1986. Wouldn't that be strange? He goes, naturally, I had to pick it up and hold on to it. And then he's thinking, I wonder if this thing's worth anything. That particular ticket's probably only worth $5 to $10 because I looked up the game, nothing, you know, no hitters or no big things happened. But wouldn't that be weird? You're in some other country and all of a sudden there's a Mets ticket sitting there on the street.
That could be the farthest any ticket has ever traveled.
Yeah, right. Now, was it put in a bottle and it went across the ocean? You know, who knows what the story behind that one? If only ticket stubs could talk.
Right.
And we had another one here that I actually posted this one. This one is actually pretty neat. I posted a picture on Twitter. Jonathan, he stopped by T-Crown. He had a picture of it on his phone. He had a good story here. He was on a Southwest Airlines flight in the early 90s, sat next to Muhammad Ali and his wife. He said Ali was such a gentleman. His wife was so nice to talk to. He kidded with the passengers and gave me and signed this drawing when we got off the plane. He must have liked Jonathan because it sounded like after they started talking for a while, Ali started doing this thing where he was like tapping on it a lot. It's like a color drawing of a crowd around a boxing ring and then signed by Ali. It's really neat. He's got it framed. Now I was looking up some prices of things. A print numbered to 500 off of an original Ali artwork, kind of similar to this one. This artwork was a little bit better, but this print was numbered to 500 and signed by Ali. That sold for over 800 in a 2014 Huggins and Scott auction. A little scribble piece signed by Ali, which he did that a lot for people, sells for a couple hundred. I'm wondering what this original might sell for, Bill. Would you have any? I don't know if you saw the picture or not, but
I did.
What would you think, being not a print but the original? Would that, you think that could break a grand?
I don't think that's an unreasonable expectation at all. No.
Yeah, it's neat. If you go to at T Crown Tom and look down my the different listings that I have. Let's see, when did I put this on here? It was a couple days ago.
Did he say how big this was?
Well, it's in a frame. I think it's roughly on an 8x10 sheet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it
sideways.
Looks bigger than that in your picture.
Yeah, it kind of does, but I think it might be an 8x10. He said he was going to bring in the original. So if he is interested in selling it in an auction, you're interested in auctioning that at Huggins and Scott, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought that would be fun to see what that would do. I mean, if a print numbered to 500 went for 800, who knows what that would go for, the original thing that he did for him. I really, stories like that, I really find neat. So that was pretty cool. The Riverview guy's on the line. What do you have, Riverview guy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Okay, miss you, Vince.
Yes, Vince is a busy man this week. He'll be back next week.
He's not playing softball, is he?
No, I think he may have retired from softball after that last hamstring injury he had.
Well, this year in Virginia, they got Tony Bennett with Lady Gaga. I met Tony Bennett back in the 70s at the Marshall Field store on State Street. Took a picture of him and got the autographed album that he was selling.
Okay, so it's a signed album and a signed photo of Tony Bennett?
No, it's nothing. A little picture I took with a camera
of Tony
Bennett to document that I met him. And he was a sharp dresser. He even had hair then.
So. Sharp dresser. Oh, the Riverview guy notices every little detail. Now, Lady Gaga, you don't have signed, though, right, Riverview guy?
Nah.
What do you think, Bill? Tony Bennett signed album.
Gosh, I don't know that I've had any of them. I would think on its worst day it could be, you know, a couple of $100.
That's what I'm thinking too. Now, would that be a Huggins and Scott auction item you'd want to try?
Well, I'd want to do a little more research.
Yeah.
To find out if we were correct in our estimations here.
Right. You know? So that's a maybe, a definite maybe on that one. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till late taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away to one either caller or tweeter, or if you email during the week and we use it on the show. This week we're giving away two boxes of 2015 Topps Heritage Baseball box, plus we're adding an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box. Hockey has really taken off this year, Bill. It seems like I'm selling more hockey cards, single cards, and boxes of packs than I have in the last maybe 5 years combined. Really, Upper Deck has the exclusive this year. They're doing some stuff. So
they're the only ones who produce hockey cards, Upper Deck?
Yeah, they're exclusive on it starting this year. All of a sudden, the exclusive deals are going now. Topps has the exclusive in baseball, Panini in basketball, and I think Panini's working on trying to get the football one. And then there's a rumor that Panini may be buying Upper Deck because Upper Deck has exclusives on LeBron and Jordan stuff, so you'd like to be able to get one basketball product that has all that in there. Now, here's a tweet from Batman Kaz. He's wondering the value of an autograph by Bruce Lee that's PSA DNA'd.
Wow.
Boy, that's got to be some pretty good bucks, don't you think? Now, he didn't say, Batman, if you can say whether this is a cut or a photo, but, Bill, have you run any of them recently?
You know, I'd have to check. I want to say we may have run some Bruce Lee items, and I'd be stunned if they didn't do fabulous.
Yeah, because he died at such a young age, really had a short time of fame, so you would think that would be hundreds at least, on a depending on the item, I suppose.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you could hit four figures on that real easy, depending, like you said, on what item it is.
Yeah, I could see that too. Now, let's see. Here's a couple other things on Twitter. Well, I posted yesterday. We on Saturdays, a lot of times, we do splits on new products that come out. Not necessarily new, but some of the stuff I have at T-Crown. A new product that came in yesterday was this Leaf, let's see, Sport Edition Masterworks. I like these things, Bill. They have sketches and then autographs of the guys. And I posted, I had the first pick in a break we did with Sport Edition, and I got the best looking Ernie Banks color sketch, one of one signed by him. You got to check out the picture of this thing if you're an Ernie Banks fan.
Did he do the sketch, Ernie Banks?
No. What they do is they have artists who do the sketches. Like, they might have five different artists do their own one of one sketches. Some are black and white, some are color, and then they have stickers that are signed by the guys, and they put the sticker signatures on it, and they're one of ones. I'm keeping this one. This sketch.
How is it?
Excuse me.
Does it come in a pack of cards?
Yeah, they have a box where they come in magnetic holders, and in the box you just get two of these one of one sketches. They did one that was like a pop century thing with a lot of pop culture stuff and a few sports guys, but this new one that came out is all sports, and they have soccer and hockey and baseball, you know, so like Pele's in there and Gordie Howe. I mean, it's really some neat stuff. I saw.
Are these things 3.5 by 2.5? They come in a pack?
Yeah, the cards, it's a sketch on a card. So it's a regular card size, like a Topps card size or whatever.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's neat stuff. I actually have been collecting some of this stuff and keeping them. They're one of ones. If I like the sketches, I keep them. Well, we're already time for a break here as we're chattering along here. There's a few callers waiting. The number's 312-332-3776. We have a drawing we're giving away. So hang in there. We'll be right back. We're on till 8 a.m., so hang in there. Thanks, folks.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clemente from ERC Delivery can't be with us this week. He'll be back next week. And Erica Strowski is our producer, taking your calls, 312-332-3776, with a question about the value of your collectibles. And we'll try to give you an estimate of what your item might go for in a current auction. Or if you just want to call and brag about an item that you have, you know, we'll talk about it. Bill, this is even better on Batman's autograph of Bruce Lee. It's actually on a movie poster, the small preview poster card that was showing scenes of movie before entering the show. Don't you think that makes it even better?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
That could be big.
A signature or something, yeah.
Oh, Batman, that could be big. That anytime you want to send that over to Huggins and Scott, you can go ahead and do that. Huggins and Scott, the April auction begins. The bidding begins tomorrow around noon. And HugginsandScott.com, you can see previews of items now, all kinds of stuff there. This is incredible that you even, one guy had this. There's a lot of 16 1888 N162 Goodwin Champions Harry Beecher football cards. This is considered the first football cards with fewer than 75 examples even estimated to exist. And this one guy has 16 of them in your auction, all graded from ranging from authentic to 4.5. What, any estimate on what that group's going to go? That could be nuts, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that should sell for between 25 and 50, I'm thinking.
Oh, boy. How long's he been putting those together, did he say?
Well, he's had more of them. Actually, in our last auction, he had he gave us one to just see what it went for. I think it went for $15.50.
Wow, man. So he's just been hoarding them his adult life, basically. Okay, well, let's get to some calls. John from Chicago's on the line. What's new, John? What do you have?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. I don't know. My grandmother gave me something when I was a little boy. It was a second sketch from Foster Park Fieldhouse, dated 1931. And it was by an architect named E as in everything and V as in victory, Buschbaum or something like that.
So this is a sketch of for the building?
Correct.
Huh. You ever run anything like that, Bill?
Gosh, I know we actually had one time we ran, John, some blueprints from stadiums and stuff like that, but not so much a sketch, so to speak, of a stadium.
Now, if he sent you a picture of that, is that something you'd be interested in taking a look at? Do you think it potentially could be valuable?
It's of what venue again?
It's from Chicago. From Chicago's Foster Park Fieldhouse.
Huh. Now, who played there?
It's a park. A public park in Chicago.
Oh, a public park.
And the sketch is from 1931.
Correct.
Yeah, but...
Boy, John, if it's not so much sports related, I mean, if it was of a sporting venue in Chicago, I would say my audience may be more receptive to it. I just don't know that this may be something that could go possibly into a universal art auction rather than a sports-oriented auction.
Right, I was thinking more or less Chicago history.
Yeah, that's neat. You know, you might even want to check with that, there's an Abraham Lincoln shop, I think, in Chicago. You might want to check with them and see if they'd have any interest in it. But, John, if you want to, if you're on Twitter, tweet a picture of that to @TCrownTom or email me a picture of it, tom@tcrowntom.com. I'd like to see it anyway. It sounds really neat.
T-Crown.
Yeah, tom@tcrowntom.com.
Could you spell that one?
T-C-R-O-N, tcrowntom.com. And my Twitter ID is tcrowntom. If anybody ever sends me an item to my attention at Twitter, like I'm using some today, you get in the drawing. James from South Elgin is on the line. What do you have there, James?
Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
Great.
Yeah, so, just yesterday, actually, it's kind of weird. My father-in-law is over at his house, and he gave me, possibly for good luck with the Notre Dame game last night, he gave me a lighter. I believe it's from the 60s. It's made by Bluebird, and it plays the Notre Dame fight song.
Really?
Yeah.
A lighter that plays the Notre Dame fight song.
Yeah, it's made by Bluebird.
Did it run out of batteries right about at the end of the game last night?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's kind of neat. I don't think that'd be real valuable, though, would it? That's like having somebody who's, doorbell rings the fight song or whatever.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit of value, Bill, but not a whole lot, don't you think?
I mean, unless there it could be... connected to some special event that it was given out at or something.
Yeah, if it was Ara Parseghian's lighter from the 60s, then you got something, James. But I think other than that, probably not that valuable. Don't forget now, bidding on the Huggins and Scott April auction begins tomorrow, goes through April 9th. Here's one I like who you put in the title here, Bill. It's a group of 23... 1906 to 1999 Baseball Hall of Fame manager graded cards with Miller Huggins, of course, your guy. That's a neat lot, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who collect managers, umpires, executives, non-players of the game,
Right. So you have your own Miller Huggins collection, correct?
Oh, my office upstairs, yeah, my house has just oodles of stuff that most of it people gave me in the early years I was doing this. They found out he was a distant relative, and I'd get little cards in the mail, tobacco cards and things like that. That was
wow.
Before they were, when they were $1 and $2,
Yeah, I wish I was related to, like, Babe Ruth and people were sending Hey, Tom, here's a Babe Ruth Gowdy card for you. Doesn't happen that way. Russ from Park Ridge is on the line. What's up, Russ?
Oh, I'm a customer of Huggins and Scott and just want to thank Bill and his staff. They do an outstanding job.
Oh, thanks,
wouldn't
Russ
have any idea. Pardon?
Good, great. What? Tell us a little story.
Well, I've had a couple lots in the last two auctions and seven lots in this current auction, and just very happy with the whole process of liquidating my 30-year collection and stuff like that.
You know, Vince was at T-Crown this week, Bill, and he suggested that you mention on the air really how easy it is for people in the Chicago area to get items to you, even though you're in outside of Washington, D.C., how easy it is to get items to you for auction.
Yeah, I mean, they literally, there are probably three different ways for them to get stuff to us. One would be them contacting us and us sending them our FedEx label and them sending it. The other would be bringing them to your facility, and you could facilitate, you know, filling out the necessary paperwork and getting it to us. And then we also have a representative in the area, Jeff Meister, who actually will go to their houses and gather stuff if need be. So, yeah, there are several different ways to get them the 1,000 miles or 600 miles it would take to get them here.
Well, I can tell you, Russ and Bill, that when I've had people bring things in to T-Crown, and they always are, one of the things that you guys do, Bill, that they seem to really like is when your items get there and your guys sort through it and figure out how you're going to do it, you call them and talk to them about it and say, this is what we suggest, how you list it. And they really appreciate that.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from our consigners who say that some other places they've given things to, they give it to them, and the next thing they know, they get a check 3 months later, and they've never heard anything or any. And that's just not us. I mean, it's very important to us that our consigners are comfortable throughout this process, because we do this every day. For a lot of our consigners, I know Russ has given us stuff in the past, but when it's round one for them, you know, I just gave my stuff to this company in Maryland, and how the heck do I know that I'm ever going to see it or
money? Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that's great. Well, thanks for the call, Russ.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. And we've got Joe from Des Plaines on the line. What's new, Joe?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I have a book, Hallis by Hallis, is signed by George Hallis, and I believe it's a Bransky. It was given to somebody at probably a book signing, and I bought it at a rummage sale.
So by George Hallis and another player?
Yes.
Osmansky, maybe?
Yes.
Huh. Now, if that's who it was, he's a Hall of Famer. What do you think of the value of an item of a Hallis book if it just George Hallis compared to if he had another Hall of Famer from, you know, the old era, the old days on with it? Is it more or less with the additional on there, Bill?
Well, the book that Joe's talking about, believe it or not, I have one of those in my office sitting there, came in a deal we bought. I guess this guy, Joe, whatever, must have been around or must have had something to do with this book. I'm not really sure. I didn't really do any research on it, but same thing. It's signed, you know, by this other second person as well.
Hmm. So that's not the author. It's one of the players.
No, it's not on the book.
Okay.
I couldn't figure that out, but I don't know if the two of them did a book signing tour together or something.
Yeah,
or
that's very possible. Do you remember how you got? Oh, you got it at.
I got a rummage sale.
Rummage sale. Yeah,
it was like best wishes to somebody's name, and they had George Hallis and a Bransky underneath it.
Yeah, I bet that might be a book signing. That sounds that way. I bet you didn't spend a lot at the rummage sale, did you, Joe?
No, I didn't. $3.
$3. So I think you,
Joe, you could probably add a couple of zeros to that as far as what it would sell.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, very nice. So. Worth a little bit more, actually, with the extra Hall of Famer on it, then, probably.
Yeah, that can't hurt.
No. Yeah. How about, like, if you had a group of all the Chicago Bears Hall of Famers from that era. That would really be some bucks.
Oh, I think that then you're talking about exponentially going up, yeah.
And anybody who's working on that, if you're trying to get from a certain team all their Hall of Famers, make sure you don't add to an item somebody who's not in the Hall of Fame because you see him somewhere. It's like, don't touch that. Don't sign it. A lot of times that'll happen. Like, some guy will be like, he thinks he's doing you a favor by signing a thing. It's like, no, he said that. Don't do it. So Warren from Bolingbrook's on the line. What do you have there, Warren?
Well, you know what? I've got a poster that from like 20, 25 years ago, United States Postal Service bicycle racing team did tours across the United States. And Lance Armstrong was part of it, along with three or four other bikers that signed the poster, and he signed it big right across the middle. And I'm just curious, with everything that happened, if anything that Lance Armstrong has his name on is worth anything anymore.
Well, not what it used to be, but there would still be value to it, don't you think, Bill?
Yeah, like Warren said, I think the height of Lance Armstrong's popularity, and hence probably the value of his items, kind of peaked right before all the bad news came out on
yeah
him.
It was so negative too. That's not the type of stuff that people really, it doesn't make you want to go out and buy a signed item. I'd hang on to it, you know. You never know what happens down the road, but
I'm not seeing vindication in his life at this point, so
it doesn't look good. But you never know what the roller coaster of a life can lead, Warren. Who knows?
Sure.
Okay, thanks for the call. All right, it's time for another short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8, trying to give you an estimate of the value of your collectibles. If you give us a call, 312-332-3776. If you get on the show, you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away two boxes of cards, a box of 2015 Topps Heritage Baseball, plus an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box. And you can also tweet me an item at T Crown Tom. If we get that on, you'll also get in the drawing. So Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery, their company, delivers free of charge right to your door. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're until 8 taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776 is the number. You can tweet me an item at T Crown Tom, and we're giving away a couple boxes of cards that will be delivered free of charge by ERC Delivery right to the winner's door. Let's get right to the calls. Winfred from Chicago's on the line. What do you have there, Winfred?
I have a Game Use Holly Boulin Goldie Stick Game Use.
Game
Use about 2007. I received it from the from a Maywood Park Christmas party, and they were raffling off the item, and I received it.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Now, not one of the greatest goalies in history, but pretty good. What do you think of that one, Bill?
Oh, most Game Use goalie sticks, because of the size of them and everything, will sell for at least $100 or $150. You get into Hall of Fame goalies, they could be 500 to 1,000 or more, you know.
Yeah, we had that one guy that had the, I don't remember which goalie it was, but it was a 50s Hall of Fame goalie stick. That's big money. That was $3,000-$4,000 for something like that. But it's still, that's a great item. It looks good on the wall, too, if you display it. It's a nice display. Bill, my youngest son, Joe, helps me part-time at T-Crown, and he does a great Avery Johnson impression, and he the other day he shows me, he goes, check this out. There, if you go to YouTube, if you want to just get a chuckle today, you search Chris Webber imitates Avery Johnson on YouTube. It's really funny. You got to check that one out.
Well, if he does a good Avery Johnson, he should be able to do a good Mike Tyson.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he could. I'm sure you could go right from Avery right into the Mike Tyson. I think you're right, Bill. We got to work on one for you where your Lou Holtz needed work, but if we can get a, if you, you work on it, and if you get a good one, we'll use it. You know, Vince already has his Clint Eastwood, so.
Coming, Vic.
Dan from Waukegan's on the line. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I have a 1996 Chicago Bulls championship hat, NBA champions hat, and it looks to be signed by, no authenticity, but it looks to be signed by Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, and a third name I can't make out.
Ooh, well, that's...
But I don't know if it's authentic or not.
Well, how'd you come across it, Dan?
At an estate sale where there was a lot of different sports paraphernalia or sports collectible, but not a lot of documentation with it.
Now, if that was authentic, Bill, is that something you'd want to run?
Well, Dan, if the third person happens to be Scottie Pippen, that would be good. But you can't decide.
Or Phil Jackson, that'd be nice.
Or Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
Or a second Michael Jordan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, I mean, if it displays nicely, if the signatures are still clear and readable, be happy, Dan, to see if I can't get it authenticated for you and put in one of our auctions.
Okay, there does seem to be a half a ticket stub that says official locker room.
Well, yeah, gather everything together. Maybe you can send me a picture if you want, but gather everything together, and if you want to call Bill Huggins about it, you know, he'll talk to you to see if it sounds like something that's worth running in the Huggins and Scott auction, which the bidding begins tomorrow on the April Huggins and Scott auction. The tons of good stuff. If you go to HugginsandScott.com, you can see previews. Now, here's something that I thought was interesting. Well, in addition to, there's just tons of lots of Topps and Bowman cards from the 50s and 60s, but there's also memorabilia, lots of cards, sets, but here's something that I think you could do a quick explanation. A Tom Seaver 1973 Mets National League Champs salesman sample ring with a $1,500 minimum bid. So these were samples a salesman took around to try to sell to the team, so he'd have more than one. Is that it? How does that work?
Actually, Tom, the salesman samples, what they were they were a tray full of rings that these salesmen would have. And when, like, if Kentucky wins the national championship, and then Balfour was the one who made most of those rings back then, they would go to the Kentucky and say, hey, here's a sampling of the rings we've done. If you want to incorporate this little design with this one and this one to come up with your own little design ring. So that's what salesman samples are. They generally are the same type of rings, and they'll usually use one of the key players from the team to do like a Jordan or a John Riggins I've seen on the Redskins ones. But they don't have real stones in them. Now, lately though, I understand the company has stopped giving these to these salesman because they kept getting lost and misplaced. I actually have one of them that got lost. So they're now encased in these like cubic zirconium, but they're big, they're almost the size of a tennis ball, so you can see everything, but you can't put it on your finger.
Yeah, or the salesman can't put it in his pocket either.
Right.
Okay, so That's still gonna do some pretty good value then.
Oh, those salesmen, I mean, the real Tom Seaver rings probably never going anywhere. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And then also you've got, speaking of complete sets, there's a 51 Bowman baseball complete set, 324 cards, 77 PSA graded, including the Mantle and Mays rookies. Those kind of almost get overlooked with all the 52 tops. But those are also big cards.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are actually their true rookie cards from the first year, but preceding tops. But
right.
You're right. The mystique of the 52 tops card certainly outweighs the 51 Bowman.
That 52 tops Mantle in top shape just keeps climbing.
Oof.
Unbelievable how high that goes. Dale from Elgin's online. What do you have, Dale?
Hello.
Hello, Dale.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Things doing okay? What do you have?
Great. Can I hear you?
Yeah, what do you have there, Dale?
I have a Hank Aaron autographed bat, 1973.
Oh, nice. Now, is it dated from 73?
No, that's what I got it from him.
Oh, now, this wasn't a used bat, was it?
He actually hit balls with it, yes.
It what?
He brought a bunch of bats to a promotion for a company I worked for, Magnavox.
Okay.
And he hit balls for us that day and,
oh, I
and
see.
Signed the bats.
So that weren't used by him in a Braves game, but he did hit balls around with them at that. What do you think of that, Bill?
Well, the Magnavox bat deal, they did quite a number of those promotions. They're you'll see them on the internet, on eBay and stuff like that. Signed, they can bring a few $100. Unsigned, they bring about $100.
So yours has like a Magnavox logo on it?
Oh,
there?
It's got Magnavox logo on the bat, yeah.
Oh, I see.
No, mine does not.
Really?
No, there's no Magnavox logo on it, just his signature. And
well, I probably need to see more pictures of the bat, Dale, in order to give you an idea if it is one of his bats that he used in a game.
No, I don't believe he used it in a game. But
is it a Louisville Slugger bat, though?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's...
It's his size, weight, it's his bat, he brought him, but it does not have the promotional information on it.
So now how does that change things? Like an Aaron model bat, but not game used, but signed in 73.
Well, you're probably sitting there again. Aaron signed bats are probably in that $300 to $500 range.
Okay.
Depending, you know, but however, if there's a chance this was a bat that he may have pulled a dozen bats out of his bat rack and brought them to this promotion, and they were already game-made to his specs, but he just never used them. That's still a good bat.
You know, Dale, you probably, if you could take a picture of the markings on the knob and different pictures of the bat, you know, maybe Bill can do some research for you and check it out just to make sure.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
that would be really valuable if it did happen to come out of his... used bats.
Right.
Was this a promotion during the season or in the off season?
This was in the off season.
Pretty neat anyway. So I would suggest, contact Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott, 301-608-0355. And, maybe you've got something better than you think. Once in a while that happens, right, Bill? A lot of times guys think they have something big and they don't, but once in a while there's something big and they're like, whoa, that's actually that, and you never know. Always good to check out. Herb is on the road. What's going on, Herb?
Oh, how are you?
Hi, where are you, Herb?
Just outside of Morris, Illinois.
Morris, okay. I've got some customers from Morris.
What I was calling about is, I'm originally from Ohio. I got a six pack of Houday beer, which they called, made by Hudepaul for the Cincinnati Bengals when they played in the Super Bowl against the 49ers. And it has the original plastic ring, beer still in it, and a price tag on it. And the cans are still in good shape. I was just wanting to know, is that a collectible item and what it would be worth?
Herb, I would say, next time the Bengals are in the Super Bowl, just pop the top.
Yeah, that collectible ring doesn't help a lot, does it? Good thing he's got that. Good thing you got that, Herb. But no, you know, it's I don't even think if you were in Cincinnati and, you know, you added money tape to those, there would be a whole lot of value on those.
Yeah, they had, in our area, they had Billy beer. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Billy beer, that kind of fell apart, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, bidding starts tomorrow on the Huggins and Scott April auction, HugginsandScott.com. You've got comic books in this one. You seem to be doing more and more with the comic books. You even got some going back to the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, no, I'm Americana Steve, who writes up most of the comics for us, says we're getting crazy numbers for a lot of these comic lots that we've got. He said that we've got, I think, 23 comic lots in this auction.
Wow, so if you're into that, go to HugginsandScott.com. You've got a search on your homepage where people can search items that are in the current auction and also search auction history to see what some things have gone for in the past.
Yeah, we use that. We use that feature a lot, Tom, to look up people who call up, and after the thousands and thousands of items that we sold, it's hard to remember when and what each item sold for. But our search auction history feature on the homepage is quite a good resource for different stuff that we've sold over the years.
Yeah, and that's for somebody who's wondering whether theirs is going to be valuable. They could try to do a search themselves and get an idea. Here's a good item that you don't see often for Chicago Cub collectors, a Hack Wilson cut signature with a 750 minimum bid.
Yeah, he's a tough one.
He is a tough one. I don't see him often at all, so... if you're a Cub collector of autographs, the Hack Wilson will be bidding begins tomorrow on HugginsandScott.com. We've got time for one more quick one here. Ryan from Montgomery. What do you have there, Ryan?
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good.
I got a quick question. I have a bat, and I have Hank Aaron, Pete Rose, and Nolan Ryan. So hit king, strikeout king, and home run king, used to be. But I was wondering what that bat might be worth at auction.
You know, there's a lot of people, kind of including myself, I think, that still consider Aaron to be the home run king. So, like, I'd still be interested in that bat. But what do you think, Bill?
I want to say we may have actually sold that bat or a similar one like it, the hit kings or the king, all-time kings type thing. I would venture to say, depending on what type of bat it is and the condition of the displayability, are they all three displayable at the same time, or do you have to rotate the bat? But that thing could be $500 to $1,000.
Yeah, it's in real good shape. It's a nice Adirondack. I've been having it hang on the wall, and I have it in hard plastic, so everything's in mint condition. But it's a great bat. I don't think I would ever sell it. I was just curious to see what it worth.
Yeah, very cool. So, Bill, if people are getting
if you're never going to sell it, I'd insure it for $20,000.
So, real quick, Bill, it is better if somebody has a bat that they're displaying or a ball, and just with a three or four names to try to get them all where you can see them all.
I would think the displayability of that would go a long way toward me if I was a buyer trying to sell, rather than, oh, on the back side of this is also Hank Aaron, you know.
Yeah, you're right, and especially if you are planning on displaying it rather than just putting it away somewhere. So we're already down to the last minute. It's time to do the drawing. The winner has to email vince@ercdelivery.com, and Vince will set up delivery of the two boxes of cards. I'm at random.org. I'm randomizing. The winner is Joe from Des Plaines. So, Joe, email vince@ercdelivery.com. Tell him you won the boxes, and he'll set up a delivery where he'll deliver it right to your door sometime this week. You have to email him before Friday, though, or it'll go into next week's drawing. Bill Huggins, good luck with the HugginsandScott.com auction. Bidding begins tomorrow, so everybody check that out. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. I'm at tcrowntom.com. I'm at Triple Crown 6 days a week. So have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the weather. It's going to warm up. Have a good one. Thanks.